We're going to call the Committee on Communications, Energy, and Public Utilities to order. Administrative Assistant, please call the roll.
Chair Stargell.
Here.
Vice Chair Monford.
Here.
Senator Artiles. Senator Broxson.
Here.
Senator Campbell. Senator Clemens. Senator Perry.
Here.
Senator Young.
Here.
Quorum present.
You're still here.
I'm here.
All right, members, looks like we have one bill on the committee on the agenda for today. So without any further ado, we will take up CS for SB 832 by Senator Young. Senator Young, you're recognized to explain your bill.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And I could present from up there, but I like to look at your smiling faces. So, and just because you have an hour for this committee does not mean that we need to spend an hour on this bill, please. This bill deals with unmanned aircraft systems, a.k.a. drones. There are two primary goals of the bill. One is to protect the safety of Floridians, as drone usage has increased greatly. The second is to clarify the jurisdictional authority between the FAA and local governments and guide law enforcement in how to enforce the laws that are applicable to the local government and their area. There are four key provisions of the bill. First, it provides a clarification of the jurisdictional authority between the FAA over national airspace and potential or existing local ordinances. You may or may not know that several local governments in Florida are considering or have passed ordinances regulating drones that directly conflict with the FAA regulation of airspace. Second, it defines critical infrastructure facilities. This is really the meat of the bill. It prohibits operating a drone from flying over these facilities knowingly and willfully, or from making contact, meaning crashing into these facilities, or interfering with the operation of these facilities. This does not apply to operation of drones for commercial purposes that are in transit over these critical infrastructure facilities. Third, it includes communication service providers as an additional exception to the current prohibitions on surveillance, where there's a reasonable expectation of privacy. And basically, it just acknowledges that communication service companies can use drones to site and do other things associated with their service networks. And four, it directs flight restrictions over a facility to use Section 2209 of the FAA Extension Safety and Security Act of 2016. And this creates a process for owners of critical infrastructure facilities to petition the FAA to restrict operation of drones in close proximity to these facilities. That is the bill.
Very good. Do we have any questions? Senator Broxson.
Can you, I know what you're trying to do, and we certainly have to be proactive on this, but what does knowingly and willingly mean? Does that mean that my son-in-law who flies this inadvertently flies over a utility facility, that he could get a knock on his door and saying, you have problems? Or is it more egregious than that?
You're an attorney. Knock that one out.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Yes, I am an attorney, and this is a legal term of art. It is defined in case law in every state in the country. This is known as a specific intent crime. You have to knowingly and willfully, with intent to disrupt or fly over or crash into or so forth of these facilities to commit a violation.
Perfect.
Any other questions? Okay, we do have a few people who for parents' cards. We have Lance Pierce with the Florida Farm Bureau.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The Florida Farm Bureau waves in support.
I wave in support. We have Trey Goldman with the Florida Realtors.
Madam Chair, Florida Realtors waves in support.
Okay. Brewster Beavis, Associated Industries.
Madam Chair, AIF waves in common support.
David Daniel, the U.S. Association of Florida.
Wave in common support, Madam Chair.
Waves in support. Cynthia Henderson with Consumer Tech Association. And Megan Samples with the Florida League of Cities.
Florida League of Cities respectfully waves in opposition.
Waves in opposition. All right. Do we have any debate on this bill? All right. We recognize to close.
I'll wave close.
Waves close. All right. Administrative Assistant, please call the roll on CS for SB 832.
Senator Artiles. Senator Broxson.
Yes.
Senator Campbell. Senator Clemens. Senator Perry. Senator Young?
Yes.
Vice Chair Monford?
Yes.
Chair Stargell?
Yes. All right, so by your vote, the bill passes. And I believe without any other business before this committee, we are adjourned.